him 15 years ago. Really creative, talented, really had it all, everything went right. Opened the store, or the sales, you talk about telling them they'll come. This was a story. The people were just buying and buying and buying and buying and buying. And I'd hear and see the sales figures, and I just, this is incredible that it's this fast that generating that kind of revenue. The scrapbooking is a good business. This business never made any money. It was just spinning wheels like on an icy road or something, just spinning all over the place. And the problems were inventory mismanagement. We had, wow, this business is so great. We sold out of this item. We had 20 of them, we sold them. Okay, let's bring in 100 so we don't run out so quick. And so out of the 100, they sell 40 of them. And all of a sudden, that idea is obsolete. No one wants it. They want the new stuff. So now the 60 are sitting there. And that starts happening over, 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 and over again. So here these great sales are just being diluted by inventory, all the money, excess, outdated inventory. That was the one problem. We're going to talk about pricing here a bit, so on this story. The other problem is, how are you pricing your inventory? You're having these great sales, yet you're making no money. It doesn't add up. There's simple solutions. Do you think if you're retailing or marketing any products, they should all be priced the same? Is that the fair way? Is that the way you'd think? Not at all. They all have different values. They all have different percentages that you can charge. And their approach was, we'll just take a straight markup across the whole inventory. It'll all be the same. So that doesn't make sense. You have some items that you should be making 70% profit on. Others you might only be able to make 40, and others you might make 50. You need to mark. You need to practice marketing basics and price your inventory so you can be profitable. You're not here just to sell to be selling. You have to be profitable. But they could not grasp it, and it was too much work and too much management to change, and so they just mark it up all the same. Whether it should be more or less didn't matter, it was just all the same. So here you have a business with great sales, busy all the time, working, everyone's working hard to keep up with it. The customers are loving the place, and inventory's continuing. Sales are up here, but inventory's here, and then margins are here, and then end of the month, profits are non-existent. After all of that effort and all that, yes.
You know, one of the things that's happened in the downturn market right now is, like you guys were in the carpet cleaning. You know, there's people that are selling their product and telling you no interest, no payments till 2009. Big, you know, the companies that can afford to do that. There's a lot of things that do that. I heard one on the way over this morning about tires.
Yeah. Typically services, the service industry doesn't follow that path, and that can be a dangerous trap. But people that sell products sometimes do that. Obviously the furniture people have been famous for that forever because they have such huge markups.
More and more are doing that.
Yeah. Maybe more and more, maybe not. I think you have to really be careful on that one. That's kind of buying business that sometimes you can't afford to buy. And you have to analyze that very carefully to make sure you can afford your business. That's a profitable transaction to buy that business by offering excessive discounts or excessive long-term financing that you have to pay for. There's a cost of that. It doesn't just come without a cost.
I wasn't talking about me as a
I'm just saying as a business.
I'm talking about competing against the businesses that do that.
Uh-huh.
There's a local company, I use them. and they're out of Lakewood, there's a local company that finances it. So they'll give me 90 days, and what you do is you get the customer qualified, you fax them the information, and the next day I'll have a check, and you get 90 days. Now, if you give them more than 90 days, the percentage keeps going up after, you know, 120 days or what it is. But all you do, and everybody does it, the furniture company and everything, and it's not that I'm cheating anybody, you just build it into the price.
Sure you do.
So if you want...
You're giving them a service, so you can be...
And so if you want for 5 years, you're paying a higher interest rate, but you build that cost into the price.
You have to. You have to. And if you don't, then you're going backwards, like the example I gave of the company that isn't making any money. Okay, do we agree that probably for Jose is great location, good business, for efficiency's sake, he has high margins, pay a higher price for the ice.
Send more.
When he wants it, how much he wants. But paying a higher price, he might be able to get 2 deliveries a day instead of 1 a week or something. All those options. Even if he had room, it probably wouldn't be worth it for him to be paying for
refrigeration.
What if I turn it on? Paying for refrigeration, the space, tied up. It probably wouldn't be worth it. Okay.
Just on that, back on the scrapbooking. So, what could have been the solution? Just kind of nipping it in the bud sooner,
It never did get nipped in the bud. It never did get nipped in the bud. Business went out of business. Yes, though it would have been immediately saying, we charge prices that are appropriate for that product. I can tell you what our focus was in a really competitive market that we operated in. High cost, high expense, high occupancy cost to be where we were at. Competition was everywhere, and so we priced every item on its merits. When I say price, I mean the markup. Its markup was based on its merits, and our number one item were selling loose diamonds, and that was something comparable. They'd go on the internet, validate it. They'd go anywhere, so we were forced to take a lower margin on those diamonds that we could afford to stay in business at as a total company. And so we did that, and we worked hard at buying the right price. We did all that. You have to do all that. But then we said, now we're bringing in creative, high fashion, beautiful gold mountings. And the diamond I'm talking about for our business was just the center diamond. That's the big cost of any piece of jewelry or ring, is the center diamond. And so What we would have to do is we'd take a low margin on the diamond, but then we'd take a high margin on that mounting. We had to balance the sale out so that we ended up having our margins high enough to cover our costs and have a little profit at the end. And that's the smart way. Whereas the example I gave of the scrapbooking store, they had priced in the same markup. They'd have had their diamonds the same, their rings the same, their gold chain the same, their watches the same. They just took everything that way. And you cannot stay in business with that philosophy. You have to creatively price your items or services. It's the same thing on service. There are some services you can charge a higher markup on than others. And there's others that are very price sensitive that you just can't, or you're going to start losing business because the customer can easily compare you to lots of competitors. And then they can make a decision, but I'm not going to go there because they're not competitive. We do that. All of us will do that. We find ourselves with something, it's all of a sudden we see we're paying too much for it. We just stop buying it there and go somewhere else where we can get the price. So you have to be smart and carefully market. We have a son-in-law that is a really high-performing, good dentist. And his services are quality, but he's smart. He goes through and prices all his various services based on market conditions and what's realistic, so that at the end of the day, his profits are great. And those particular services that he provides that are high volume every day, he can't charge as much. And it's, but there are other specialty things he does that he can. So he does. Higher margins on those specialty treatments. And then his profits are balanced. Okay, Mr. Matt, did you have
no?
Okay, any questions about this whole concept? We worked it pretty good here this morning. But I'll tell you, the researchers, guys that write these and research to write them, they say the tendency is for most of us to underprice. We're afraid. We operate out of a lot of fear that we're going to lose business because we're overpriced. And so we don't put enough margin on services. We don't take the time to think and price things on a profit-motivated basis. We just price it conveniently with a little bit of fear laced in with it. And that's a dangerous area that we all get into. So I say be careful not to underprice services and or products. But at the same time, you have to be smart, just like the example I gave. You don't overprice an item that everyone knows what the price is and the market pretty well establishes it. Be smart, be with the market. But then look for all those other little profit centers, little services, all the things you do that are value added, that bring value to the customer, and the customer can say, that's great, I'm happy, I'll pay that extra for that. For what you're gonna do, you bet, no problem. Then when the transaction's over, instead of having your profit be $50 on that same transaction, your profit ends up being 70 or 65 or something. And done over and over and over and over, like a business operates, that's important. And that has a big effect on your bottom line. Big effect. Yes, Joe.
Is there a recommended minimum?
No. Some businesses run real tight. The example I gave on my what groceries do, but they turn their inventory 10 times a week or something in some categories. I give the example I gave of the friend that the apparel that he sold to Nordstrom's, and he also sold the same thing to Walmart. His margins were really small. He only made pennies on every one of those garments. But he had to sell, manufacture, sell millions of them to have a viable business. So there isn't someone with a business like we were in, you had to make dollars and a lot of them because you were carrying so much inventory, you had all the inventory carrying costs on the free sale. Okay. One thing I did want to